it's you, Said. Come in.
Hello, Mrs. Saburi.
Hello, come on in.
Could you call Ali, please?
Come inside. As it happens, I'm waiting for your cousin and her mother, too. Please, come on in.
What nice clothes.
What the heck? Have you gone mad?
Who do you think you are? Doing whatever you like, huh?
Let me go and tell me what you're talking about.
You mean you don't know what happened, huh? Why did you send Rehana after Beta?
I didn't send her, she went herself.
Damn you both! Why do you come after me?
Because you're acting as if you're deaf and blind.
What's it to you? You go after your own dream, man!
You're such a fool, Said. Don't you even want to know what it was all about?
You went and picked her up and asked her some stupid questions.
She lied to you, Said. I just wanted to tell her not to wait for you, that's all.
You shouldn't have gone anywhere near her, damn it! Why didn't you introduce yourself? The poor thing thought you were looking for passengers.
Very well. I was mistaken then.
That was the last time you make a mistake.
Oh, Said.
I'm sorry.
What happened, Ali?
Hello.
Hello, Auntie.
Hello, Said.
Hi there. What are you doing here, Said?
I came to congratulate you and Ali. Birds of a feather flock together.
Wait a second.
Thanks for the sympathy, but don't forget, your turn will come too.
Mr. Saburi?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Tutu. Hello. It's nice to see you. Please come in.
I agree with you. When a girl doesn't want to talk about her family, there must be a problem.
So you see, I was right, brother. Said is getting himself into deep trouble. I try to keep out of his business, but it keeps getting worse.
Mohsen, what I said didn't mean I disagree with how you do things. I meant I understand why you are so worried about this.
I didn't say I've handled this correctly. I should have been a lot more strict with him.
What for? Do you want to alienate him again and make him confront you?
Oh, come on. He does whatever he wants. Being gentle on him only makes him more bold.
I think, on the contrary, I should have taken her on immediately, without any questioning.
Really?
Yes, maybe then I could have found out her problems and helped the poor girl.
And it wouldn't have mattered what happened to Said in the middle of all of this?
Look, Mohsen, do you really think it's better for Said to be close to you all the time? Or for you not to see him, you know, out of sight and out of mind? Which one?
Oh, calm now, brother. I know why you can't understand me. You have a good and comfortable life, and good and sensible kids. What else do you want?
Do you think they were always like that? They had no problems? That Amir was never tempted or made mistakes? Rehana never had any problems?
You have someone to share your life with you. You have Zara in your life.
I understand, brother. I do. I know how difficult it is for you. But I really don't want this difficulty and hardship to turn into a crisis, making it all sour and all this within the family.
Come to talk to you.
Hello. Thanks, Fahid.
Okay, yes, I get it. I'll go.
Why have you come here?
You said you have things to say.
Leave it till later. Get back to your party.
The party's over because of what you did.
Oh, what a pity. All the trouble Ali and his mother went to. Too bad.
You should worry about yourself and the trap you're falling into.
I've heard all this before. Your man said the same thing.
You're so infatuated with that girl that you're willing to have a fight with your old friend?
What about you? You're so infatuated with my old friend that you're prepared to have a go at some poor girl.
Ali doesn't lie.
If you don't stick up for him, who will? You have made exactly the same mistake that he has.
You tell me exactly why Ali would want to lie about that girl to me.
Interference, being nosy. Oh, I correct myself. Curiosity, the same thing you have. You wanted to know what kind of person Beta was, just in case, God forbid, I don't fall in a trap, then Beta realized and got out. You see, it's all very simple.
I feel sorry for you, Said. You're fooling your own self. I had a long talk with the girl.
So what?
To get to know her.
And by talking to her for a minute, you know her now.
I've nothing more to say. Hello, Uncle.
Hello, dear. What brought you here?
I wanted to talk to Said.
Said? What's going on?
Nothing. Ali and I interfered in something which wasn't our business, if you don't mind.
Rihanna! What is it, dear? Tell me.
Hello.
Hello. Where on earth have you been?
Trying to sort out my problems.
Listen, there was a call from the prison. They left a number so you can call them back.
Oh my god, why don't they just leave me alone?
Because your dad asked for an appointment.
All right.
There's food in the stove. Keep an eye on it. I'm going to the hospital to see my dad. I'll see you later.
Till now, I thought the same as you.
So now you admit that you were mistaken.
Poor Mohsen is right, you know.
Said has as much right as Mohsen does.
Said is very thoughtless.
It is Mohsen who is wrong.
You should have been there yourself. Poor Ali and his mother.
So tell me what Rihanna did.
As I said, I don't agree with what Rihanna did.
Where is she now?
In the dining room. She's very upset, too.
She ought to be.
Don't you want to go talk to her?
Yes.
Did he tell you about messing up what Ali's mother prepared as well?
Yes, he told me about that, too.
And then?
Then you went to see Said and had an argument with him.
So?
So?
You mean you don't want to say anything?
What do you expect me to say, sweetheart? What you already know?
Yeah, I made a mistake. I couldn't help it. Dad, you know how Said's behavior and his relationship with that girl upsets me.
So upset that without thinking you went after him?
I should have spoken to you about it.
Today I made a mistake regarding this girl too.
You?
Yes. I wanted to take her on, but it didn't work.
All the better it didn't.
It would have been better if it had. I should not have asked her so many questions. She slipped out of our hands.
I just don't get it, Dad. Now you're upset that you didn't employ the girl?
If they're not there with me, I can't do anything for them. Said's infatuation with this girl is causing problems.
Said doesn't want anyone to help him.
If you can help someone to correct their behavior, that is truly worthwhile. Provoking someone to become even more stubborn, that's not helping.
Yes, you're right, Dad.
Said, I heard everything that Rihanna said to you there today.
Is there anything you haven't heard in this family?
So do you want to marry her? You'll go, become independent, get a big house, have lots of children. Said, I've made up my mind too. Anyway, I'm studying so hard right now. I don't want to go to school anymore. Of course, Dad won't give in that easily. Said, are you asleep?
No.
So why don't you answer me then?
What's all this nonsense? I only asked you to go and see what Dad was doing, okay?
I've been 10 times. From the time he came home, he's been in his room. He's a wreck. He didn't have dinner. What are you afraid of? If I were you, Saeed, I would say I love her and that I want to marry her. What?
Go away.
Just for that, I won't tell you what Dad said.
Hang on, you said he didn't say anything.
When Dad realized what Rihanna said, he became so upset.
What the hell did you do?
If you touch me, I'll call for Dad.
No, everything's okay.
Dad!
If you shout, I swear I'll break your other arm. You hear?
Ow, my mistake. I lied. Dad didn't ask me to do anything. Let go. Ow. I'll go and tell Dad now.
If you dare go and tell him.
On one condition. I come and live with you both.
What a leech.
Say okay.
Yes. Hello. Yes, speaking. What? From Sabah Moshir? Yes. Just a moment, excuse me. Okay, yes. 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 Yes, thank you very much. Very kind of you. Okay, goodbye. Hello? Hello there, Layla. Are you well? I've got an address for you, Layla.
An address of where? Her place of work? So, what do you think we should do? Okay. So I'll be waiting for you tomorrow morning. Have a good night.
Was that Mohsen on the phone?
Yeah. He just told me he found Saba's address. It's a play school.
So then why didn't you thank him?
Oh, I didn't. Well, I was shocked. Even though nothing is certain yet.
Don't doubt everything. Things are starting to look up.
I really hope so.
Well, you wanted someone to give some meaning to your life. And now he's here.
What exactly do you mean?
The one who's lost is you, not your daughter. A person who's forgotten herself and her life. And now someone's come to you. And it's someone who you used to care about.
Don't start that again.
Layla, he cares for you too.
Thanks so much for coming. You've really cheered me up already. On your way out, don't forget to take your book.
Oh, are you throwing me out?
Well, it's late, you know.
Don't worry about me. Bahram's coming to pick me up. Layla, why do you keep fooling yourself? Don't tell me you don't know what Mohsen's behavior means.
It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, he's come just to tell you about his loneliness and how tired he is.
Come on, he wanted to have a heart-to-heart with someone.
No, he wanted to show his affection. He wanted to say that he thinks about you and that he needs you, that's all.
You know, I made a mistake telling you Mohsen came here. The poor guy came here to talk about his kid's problems. It doesn't need all this interpretation.
You are stubborn, Layla. With me, with yourself, with your daughter. Why don't you want to consider getting married?
Your husband's here. If you keep him waiting, he won't let you come and see me, huh?
Very well, then. I'll think of something.
Think of what?
I still have a few electrical things that need doing in the bookshop.
Look, Mahtab, you'll do no such thing, right? Until everything is settled with Mehran and Sabah, I can't think about anything else.
Said, when you go out, buy bread.
I'm not going out.
So why are you wearing those clothes?
I like wearing them.
What do you mean? You put them on so you can come stand here?
No, I was waiting for you to come and start pestering me and you're here. Anyway, why don't you go and get some bread? Don't you have to go to school?
I don't have school, but I don't want to get out of shape. I'm going to play football.
Hello? Hi, did I wake you? No, I had to get up. I want to go to work. Where are you going?
I'm going somewhere for an interview.
Don't you want to go and visit your dad? He has only a few days.
He's been dead to me for a while.
Bita, I want you to look at me. I'm just like you, you know. If you forgive him, it's really like helping yourself.
You're not like me, and your dad's not like mine. How is he anyway?
I was with him till late last night. The doctor said if he continues to improve, they will release him.
That's good. So I better go looking somewhere else.
No, you must stay here with us. By the way, I told Dad about Said. He was so happy. He said he'd do whatever he could for you.
I'm late. I have to go.
You're going to see Said, right?
No.
Why don't you make a decision? Reach a conclusion?
It's 2 years now and I've made a decision.
Yes, you said that 1,000 times. You've decided to never fall in love again. But Said really cares about you.
He's the same as the last one.
That guy was a scumbag.
Yes, I know. I can't tolerate another failure like that.
You know you can be wrong. You have to give yourself another chance.
Said was a colleague, and he's not even that now. See you later.
Hello, Uncle.
Hello, son. How are you?
I'm fine.
What's new?
Nothing. Dad has gone off to work. Said hasn't gone to university. Auntie and uncle have gone out. And Nima's at home.
So you've told me about everyone else but yourself. Well, what happened to your hand?
I fell over. It's fractured.
Did the doctor tell you to rest or play?
He wasn't a good doctor. I got nothing.
Take care of your hand. Why are you home at this time of day, son?
Well, you've heard. My dad got the shop off me.
Yes, I heard about it. Your dad's business is doing very well. I'll go and see him and find him another shop.
No, let him get on with it. All those things that I had, I took them to Mosin's.
So why don't you go and find another place?
If only my problem was just a shop. I've made up my mind. I just want you to help me.
I'll do whatever I can. So tell me, what have you decided to do?
Zori and I have been engaged for a year. Now Zori's family want to know as soon as possible where their daughter stands.
Where she stands is clear. You'll have a ceremony and go on with your life.
There's no need for a ceremony. Mom is looking for a house. I'm going to try and find a smaller flat. We'll have a small party and then go and start our new life.
Your dad will come and give his blessing.
Excuse me, Uncle. With or without his permission.
Are you serious?
Yes. That way I'll think he's still in prison and had never been released.
Hello, Uncle.
Hello, son. Were you on your way out?
Yes, I have to go and do something just near here.
I won't keep you long. I just need to talk to you a bit.
Come in. Uncle, let me go and bring you some tea.
No, no, no. Sit down. I want to talk to you. Are you upset with me?
No, Uncle.
So why didn't you come to work today?
Well, with all that happened, did you really expect me to come?
You mean those stupid, unnecessary questions and upsetting the young lady?
That's not all of it.
Rehana realized she made a mistake, interfering where she should not have interfered.
Oh, well done. So now she's told you all about it, too.
She mentioned some of the things, but I've come to hear it from you.
What else?
About your relationship with this young lady.
You heard about that?
What I heard is not enough to make a conclusion. You want me to help? Then talk to me. Tell me what you want.
I don't want anything. I just want to be able to make my own decisions. That's all.
So you're thinking about your future. That's good.
Sure, if they let me.
So you want to marry her?
Hold on, I see you've gone straight to the last stage.
The last stage? As young people say today, you want to be close friends, yes?
Is it a big mistake?
Well, it could be.
Is that because it could get out of hand? I'm careful, Uncle.
You can't be too careful. There isn't a start and stop button for our emotions. You will fall for her sooner or later. Without knowing anything about her. Her background. Her past. Her family.
Okay, I'll make inquiries.
I don't think making friends with a girl and having a friendship without any intention of getting married can have a good outcome. Not for you, and certainly not for her.
I respect your opinions.
But you're going to act in a way that you think best.
Uncle, in the past, in your time, a lot of things were thought as very bad. But now it's normal.
You call it normal? You mean normal for the both of you, or for you as a man?
What do you mean?
It's obvious. When you let yourself behave in this way, she will also think that she can have other friends too. Neither you nor she will be either the first or last for each other.
Why do you always look at the bad side of things?
Of course, you can fool yourself. Tell yourself that this girl has never been friends with anyone else. Or if she, like you, she knew where to draw the line. Or you could say that only men and some boys are allowed to have such relationships, not girls or women. Listen, son. The memories of all these kinds of friendships never leave one's mind. And these memories later become great sources of misery and unhappiness. Please forgive me. I do not mean to upset you, but I really needed to say these things to you. One more thing. About your young lady. I really don't want to judge her, but I do have my doubts. Sorry.
Uncle, I've already made inquiries. Her father is ill and is in the hospital.
May God have mercy on him. Please use your head, Saeed. Think it over and then make a decision. I will be waiting to hear from you. Be wise. I'm going.
Get in.
One condition.
And that is?
I'm the one who gets to drive.
Saeed, are you okay? Saeed, tell me why you're so flat today.
Vahid, just give me a break, okay?
I'm hungry, brother.
So go and find something in the fridge.
You're home today. Get up and make some lunch.
I don't feel like it. Just go and see Auntie.
They've gone. Everybody's out. Auntie and everyone. pizza?
I don't want anything. Get whatever you want. Hello, Yavar. Come on, I apologize 10 times. If you want to swear, I'll cut you off, okay?
You're a sham. What did you want in Layla's room? What does your dad want around here? Yeah, he's here. No, he just got here. How do I know? What? Listen, what do you think I am, your private spy?
Yes, hello. Is this Mr. Qumrani's company? Well, is he there now? Uh-huh, he's gone away. Do you know when he'll be back? In 20 days. Thank you, ma'am. Congratulations. A new television, you've changed the furniture. If you want anything else, tell me and I'll bring the money.
How much is this?
700.
How much do you think it is now?
8-9 million.
7,600,000.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy it.
This is the address of the play school.
Didn't the person who gave you this address introduce themselves?
No, they just said they knew I was looking for Saba.
I'm so grateful.
Don't mention it. It was nothing. I think you could have easily found it yourself.
You're probably right. Because of the problems between me and Saba, when I realized that she didn't want to see me, I really struggled with myself to try and forget her. Then I actually stopped trying to find her.
Yes, I understand.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, Yavar, son.
Hey, Yavar. I already brought the tea.
No problem. Mr. Karimi can have another one.
Thank you very much. By the way, did you speak to Matab about Vahid?
Yeah, she's going to speak to her husband. Say, Yavar, is there anyone at the desk to answer the phone?
Huh? Okay, ma'am.
I wanted to...
I'll go and get my bag.
Very well. I'll go and wait outside. I'll be there until you get there.
If Saba is there, I want to see her on my own.
Of course. What is it? Are you worried?
I'm going to see her. It's been a year.
We never stop worrying about our kids. It's just how things are.
Well, it would seem that it's our own sins that backfire one by one.
As my brother Reza says, it's we never have any time to think about ourselves because we worry so much. What can I say? It's these problems. It's the children's problems that makes us lose our confidence. The courage to talk about ourselves.
But what can we do? Just forget about them?
No. I didn't mean to forget about them. In these past 5 years after Mariam died, God bless her, I haven't thought about myself at all. About starting a new life, or even a marriage. If I was supposed to get married, it was because of Marzia's insistence. Otherwise, I myself would just, you know, not...
I'm just like you. All my thoughts revolve around my daughter, Saba. I can't think about anything else because of her behavior and how she has distanced herself from me. For now.
You are too late.
But what do you mean?
Excuse me, could I ask you where you got her address from?
Well, I searched everywhere for an address. I also asked everyone to help me find her until a man called me and gave me this address.
Has anything happened to my daughter?
I don't know why, but she definitely doesn't want to see you.
I know.
Neither you or her husband. She was always terrified and worried. She didn't want anyone to find her.
That's right, ma'am. Saba and her husband have problems. And her mother and I would like to help her out. I am asking you to please tell us if you have any address or anything. It could help us.
She'd only been working here for a week when I realized she didn't have anywhere to stay. So that's the reason I let her stay here. Only after a while I noticed that she was mentally ill and taking pills for her nerves.
Where has she gone? Don't you have an address or anything?
I took her to the doctor. She needed to be hospitalized.
Hospitalized?
I took her myself, but after a few days when I went to visit her, they said she had left without notice.
Which hospital do you mean?
A month ago, she was in this hospital for 3 days.
So where did she go? Don't you have an address or telephone number for her?
There's details here of a play school.
What about her doctor?
She was Dr. Davoodi's patient.
Dr. Davoodi. Thank you very much.
Hello, miss.
Hello.
Hello, miss.
Excuse me, I would like to see Dr. Davoodi.
Yes, of course, madam. Doctor, they want to speak to you.
Yes?
Hello.
Hi, hello.
Hello there.
Can I help?
My family name is Moshir. I'm Saba Moshir's mother. It seems that my daughter spent some time in the hospital, and I didn't know anything about it.
So?
So it's really important for me to find her.
Doctor, I think they mean the young girl who was here and just got up and left without telling us.
Well, I'm sorry. She left before her treatment was over.
Well, how was she?
While she was here, she was fine, but now I don't know. Excuse me.
Your daughter was so very frightened. She was running away from her husband. She's worried they'll take her child from her.
Have you heard anything from her?
If I've heard anything, no.
So what?
But she may get in touch with me.
So would you please take down this number and let me know if you hear anything?
Mehran could really harm Saba and Hasti.
He can't do anything. We will definitely find Saba.
He only thinks about what is to his advantage.
You heard, didn't you? That nurse said she will get in touch with her. Before Mehran can do anything, we will find her and bring her to you.
Why have you come here? I wanted to drop you off at the shop.
No, you go and get some rest. I'll walk to the shop myself.
No, no way.
I mean it. Go. Go on.
Thanks for everything. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. It was nothing, really. It's just, I just wanted to say that, don't worry. God willing, we'll find her. Okay? Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Maybe I won't find the courage to say it. I wanted to talk about you and I. About destiny that has brought us face to face once again. I think about seeing you again, and the future. A small gift.
I can give you 7.5 million. Shall I give it to you?
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, my friend. But what is the occasion?
The occasion is your success and hard work. I think it's time to consider expanding into a larger place.
Yes, it is. It is time for me to go. To leave this shop and leave Mosin behind.
Nima is pleased his dad's business is doing well.
But Nima is not willing to quit being Mosin's apprentice and come and work with his father anymore.
Mosin's apprentice? Come off it, man. He's learned to trade, and now he's standing on his own 2 feet.
I don't understand. What else has Nima said?
You just have to look at him. He doesn't need to say anything. This old enmity you have with Mosin is keeping these 2 young kids from getting married.
I am not keeping them waiting, Haji. I am giving them more time to think it all over.
I told you before, do not let this blow out of proportion. You didn't listen. I told you, it's to no one's advantage to let this old conflict rise again. You didn't listen.
Well, now it is clear that there was no need for your concern.
Really?
Yes. Now the Marzia realizes who was the cause of her and her husband's misfortune. Has anything happened? Did she ask Mosin for compensation? Because of her and her husband's misfortune? Did she question him?
Aren't you going to stop this, Farad?
What exactly should I stop?
All this ignorance? The selfishness and pride?
I don't want to give you an answer, Haji. Just give me a few days. I will get out of Mosin's house, okay? I will leave this shop. What else?
What else? The real issue.
And just what is the real issue?
You sit down with Marzia and tell her the whole story, not just bits she's heard. And with me and Mosin present. And wherever you don't tell the full story, I'll help you remember.
Oh, so you're threatening me, right?
It is something to stop you. To stop you from being so rude.
Okay, then. I'll go straight to Marzair and tell her the rest of the story of how a young man put his life on the line and went to the war front to fight for his country, to fight for what was right and got slapped in the face. Then he got thrown in prison so he wouldn't do it again, okay?
But I'll explain it in a different way. I'll say that it was out of greed because you wanted to travel 100 years in one night.
It's all because of one opportunist who made good when he was in prison. Nobody makes up for a lifetime in one night, and you only get to take what's yours.
Everyone always has to answer for his own deeds. Whatever anyone else does is their own damn business.
I was in prison, Haji Raza. I didn't know what was going on. You were outside, you could see everything. There were hundreds just like me, and there still are.
A lot of excuses that won't satisfy anyone but yourself. If you dare, tell these things to Marzia.
But what? Are you afraid she'll leave me if she finds out?
Hello.
Hello. I'm going. I want to say that it's no good to leave Nima in limbo like this anymore. Why would you want Nima to start his new life sulking and in anger? In a few days, we'll have a party for them. We will bless them and send them on their way.
Goodbye, God bless. Were you having an argument? Listen, today I found a two-bedroom apartment for us.
How many times have I told you not to go looking for a place?
What can I do? Just sit and twiddle my thumbs?
Do you think that I am incapable of finding a flat by myself?
You argued with Reza and now you're taking it out on me? What? Is it about Mohsen again?
Enough, Mazer! I don't want to hear any more about it! Just go home!
فکرشم نمی کردم چاسون دل بریدی از دلی که پای تو گیره که از این بدترم باشی واسه تو نفسش میره نمی ترسم اگه گاهی دامون بی اثر میشه همیشه لحظه آخر خدا نزدیکتر میشه تو رو دست خودش دادم که از حالم خبر داره که حتی از تو چشماشو یه لحظه بر نمیداره داری از دست من میری با دستای خودت داری همه خستیم و میگیری دو کردم تو رو بازم با چشمی که نخوابیده مگه میزار دلتنگی مگه گگه امون میده
مریضم کرده تنهایی ببین حالم پریشونه تو رو دست خودش دار